Hi, this is Graham Roberts, and you're listening to the Hotspur Podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mickey Hazard, and you're listening to the Hotspur Podcast.
Yeah, this is the Hotspurs podcast, the Ginger Pele of Spurs shows, with Colin McKee, the former model from Northern Ireland, and Steve Robinson from Leon C in Essex. With all the latest news and views from White Hart Lane, this is the Hotspurs podcast. On the show for you, and don't forget
Ozzy, especially Cozzy, back in 81. Evening, Carl. And his dream come
true. Are you doing it?
Do you want to start talking about Sandro now, or do you want to talk about Sandro later, or how do you want to... Right, so Villa away.
Yep.
Nice.
Brilliant
result.
3 points. Yeah, nice. Brilliant. You know, since, you know, there's been obviously a 3 week international break after West Ham result, and it was just great to get back to winning ways. 3 points on the board cheered up a lot of people that were down in the dumps after West Ham. It's been a long time for us, you know, to get round to this game. And you know, it was a big game, you know, because Villa have beat City at home. You know, they're unpredictable at the minute, as Villa, and of course Mr. Benteke was back and on the bench for them. Just typical, you know, of Spurs going to a team with their best player, you know, comes back again. But, you know, we'll go through everybody in a minute, but, you know, at the end of the day, three very, very important points. Keeps us up there in touch with the top, with top place. And, you know, it was a great victory and well deserved.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll go through the game. It, you know, we do it in the usual style, the Hotspurs podcast scoring system. That's how we can be nice and thorough. Hopefully, without prolonging too many of the comments and making it boring for you all. But just a bit of housekeeping first of all. We do this every so often. You know, look us up on Twitter, Hotspurs Podcast, iTunes. Somebody said they couldn't find us. I mean, if you go into the little search engine in iTunes and just type Tottenham, we come up there. Or because I've changed the name from Hotspurs, all one word, to Hotspurs, so that if you type Spurs, you find us. So, you know, these little things like that. But iTunes, subscribe, you just click the subscribe for free, or subscribe, it is free, I should say. And then you get the show straight away. They just download straight to your phone or to your computer. And you don't have to hang around or click another button. So that's really good. Twitter, Facebook, you know, we're on these. And, you know, get in touch with us. We always get back to you, you know, as long as you're nice to us. You don't swear. We'll have a chat to you, no problem. Right, let's do it then. Let's start in midfield, shall we? Sandro.
Okay.
I can't wait any longer.
Okay.
Crying out for the guy. You know, if I could start this podcast again, not this one, the whole shebang, I think I'd call this the Sandro podcast. I just absolutely adore the guy.
Yeah, there he is. You know, we mentioned it on the last show, after West Ham, you know, we sort of thought maybe a couple of changes and definitely about getting Sandro back into the squad and back into the starting 11. And, you know, I think it's an easy one, Steve. I think it's definitely 1 point.
It's a 1 point.
Yeah, from
scoring system, 1 point if you play really well, half if you play okay, zero if it's
Yeah.
Sandro,
definitely. He was brilliant. And, you know, what he gives us in there is that wee bit of steel at the end of the game or a match of the day. You know, they were able to show a bit of, you know, analysis on him. And just that job that he does for us. And he's not like a Brazilian. You know, he's in there and he tackles and he's hard and he's tough and he wins the ball back. And then he gives it to the Fleur players. And he done it the whole game, Steve. I thought he was brilliant from the first whistle.
And what does he allow Paulinho and Holtby to do, the other midfielders? What does he allow them to do? Get forward.
Yeah, definitely. You know, to go on that in the first half, obviously the first half I found really, really frustrating, and it was really slow, and the build-up was really slow, and it was, as I always say, it was so frustrating, you know, that we weren't pushing on, and Paulinho, you know, wasn't pushing on, you know, but Sandro was still doing that dogged work in there, and I think that's where we've seen the difference in the second half. Sandro won the ball, Paulinho pushed a bit further forward, as is, you know, Hopi and things, and that's where you could see the difference. And, you know, he was brilliant, Steve, and it's great to have him in there, and hopefully he's in there now to stay.
Yeah, I mean, the first half was a classic case of them closing us down, you know, not allowing us any space, you know, not doing anything themselves. But, you know, when you're away from home, and we've said it lots of times, that, you know, we look good away from home because eventually the other side has to come forward. The crowd demands it, especially a side like Aston Villa with all their traditions and what have you. And so therefore, you know, the second half we can sort of push on and get that, you know, that first goal was so important, wasn't it? The, a little bit of luck, which was nice. But it's surprising actually you don't see that more often, isn't it? You know, that ball, when you're in that area, midway in the opposing half, out on the wing, you know, you almost want to tell the wingers or whoever's out there, look for the far post, you know, curl it in there because the goalkeeper is in such no man's land, you know, they can't come for it in case the header comes in, and they can't, you know, and if they don't come for it, then they've got a massive dive to do, and they invariably, you know, can't get to it because it's too far away, if you aim for that far post. So that was good. You know, Townsend, they call him superstar, don't they?
Yeah, he was getting under Freeland. I don't know who the player was, but they shouted superstar at him, you know. So good to see a bit of banter, and obviously there's, you know, there's good crack going on between the squad as well. Let's say we move on to Townsend. Steve, a game that has to be a one for Townsend. Yeah. And what a fortnight, or even 3 or 4 weeks, this young lad's had. You know, outstanding for England. Brilliant to see him get picked by Hodgson and scored a cracking goal at Wembley. And carried it on into the next game against Poland, and you know it was great for me, obviously, as being a neutral. Even though I would always sort of support England as well in these games, and it was great to see Townsend, you know, take the game by the scruff of the neck, and it can only help us. You know, the guy's getting more confidence. He's playing well. He wants the ball. As we have always said, he takes players on. You know, he just doesn't always cut inside. He can go down the wing as well, and. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I'm delighted that, I know it was a bit of a lucky goal for him, but here, at the end of the day, he scored his goal, Steve, and that's what you've been saying, this guy will score within the next 6 weeks, and there he done it within two, so you have to take a bit of credit, Steve.
I'm going to take credit for that. He scored a great goal for England, because he had a shot, and he also had a fantastic couple of shots there. I mean, he shouldn't have scored. I mean, Guzan made a fantastic save in that first half. And then he had a brilliant shot in the second half. And it's like, keep going, buddy. You know, a couple of podcasts have said he's thick because he shoots too much. I mean, what a statement that is. I hope that guy apologises now because, you know, he's the star man. And keep having a shot, mate. You know, he does look up. Because it's what Lennon hasn't been doing. That's the point. You know, when you want to encourage it, have more shots, keep going, keep shooting, keep having a pop. You're not going to score them all the time. But what you don't want to do is say, you know, cut out the shooting, always look for a pass. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's very difficult to say, you know, oh, sometimes shoot, sometimes don't. You know, so you have to sort of go, law of averages says that if you have more shots, then you're gonna eventually get one on target, and from the position where he's cutting in, you know, most of his shots are gonna be in that, you know, bending vein. And again, I'm gonna say it. I think in the next couple of games he'll get another one for Spurs.
Yeah, definitely. And I can't remember who it was. It might have been Graham Hoddle that said, or someone at the match mentioned that, you know, if you look at what, you know, Gareth Bale did last year, look how many times Gareth Bale had a shot. And hit the corner flag or put it under Rose Ed.
Loads of times.
You know, yeah, loads of times. And nobody was questioning that there. You know, so look, you've got to give this young guy credit. You know, he's getting into the squad. But what I loved again about him, Steve, was the amount of times he went down the right. Look at the ball he put in for Pellegrino. I don't know how Pellegrino, he just needed to hit him on the chest.
Yeah.
To score the goal. But he done that two or three times, or cut back in and played a great square ball, you know, into the box, and always find his player. And as you say, a couple of great efforts, a couple of good saves. Did he hit the crossbar?
No,
or
he
won it. Just went over the bar,
top of the net. But you know, just to now the point home. You know, how many times does Lennon you know, hit it miles over the bar or hit the corner flag with his shots? Hardly ever. Actually, if you think about it, Lennon, most of the time he had a shot, scored a goal. You know,
yeah,
very,
that's right.
You know, that's why we love Lennon. Brilliant player. We love him. But we were crying out, have more shots. Anyway, mate, we move on. No. Let's carry on in the midfield vein with Paulinho. For me, I'll give him a half for this one. Just because, like you say, you know, in that first half, he needed to sort of rely on Sandro a little bit more. You know, he's not playing with Dembele anymore. He's playing with Sandro now. Leave Sandro to cover that defensive midfield role.
Yeah.
You get yourself in central midfield and up front. And in the second half, he did it a lot more. But you know, I'm Paulinho, what a good signing. You know, 8 games in, and you know, we've got a player who, you know, can sometimes, this type of player takes 6 months to a year to settle in. He's a Spurs player, and he's
He's like that's a half for me as well. Again, you know, from going on the first half performance, you're right in what we're saying. You know, he didn't push forward enough, but that changed in the second half. And you know, we need to remember as well, it was his layoff for Soldado's goal. And I mean, you watch that in slow motion. What a class touch! You know, it was just a delicate cushion pass, and you know, Soldado didn't have to break his stride. But no, he does, mate. He oozes absolute class.
You giving him a one or a half?
A half. Again, I know I was agreeing with you. It would have been a one only for the first half. I get so frustrated that he wasn't further forward. And I don't know whether that he's been told to hold back in the first half, but I just sort of felt that he slowed the game down because of where he was.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times he was in behind Sandro, and it was just to, you know, move on, you know, push forward. And did it in the second half, and he was excellent.
What are you giving Lewis Holtby?
I'm going to give Holtby a half. Reason being, I thought he had a good game, and you know what I love about him, you know, he seems just to love Spurs, doesn't he? You know, everything that you see, he's always in the changing rooms taking photos, and you know, he's always out there. But the guy gives 100% every game, and that's what I love about him. And again, he was the man that passed the ball to Plinio before Soldado's goal. So, but he was busy, he was everywhere. Probably lacks a wee bit of class, maybe, that Eriksen might have on the ball. No, I thought it was great, and that's a half for me.
Well, imagine Lewis Holtby in a few years' time, you know, a couple of years, 3 years' time. I think that class will come, because he's such a young guy. But, I mean, that role, you know, it's either Holtby, Eriksen, or Dembele. And for me, I'd have said, you know, you deserved your chance, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, Dembele and Eriksen were disappointed against West Ham. They needed to kick up the rear end, so leave him on the bench. However, you know, I give him a half as well. He didn't quite take it by the scruff of the neck, although, you know, he played well. And, you know, with the game coming up against Hull, you know, it's difficult to say, but I think I might, you know, play Holtby in this European game, and then either slot Eriksen or Dembele back in there as that number 10 position. I don't mind who, you know, either one of those two, and I think that's possibly our strongest, you know, side there.
Yeah, definitely. I know that we usually don't talk about the substitutes too much, but I think just to finish off the midfield, we'll have to mention Dembele and Lennon. Now, for me, when Dembele came on, Steve, I thought he was brilliant. I thought he just came in and he just settled, because Aston Villa were still on a wee bit of a crest of the wave. Benteke came on, the crowd got up, but he just came in and he got his foot in the ball with his strength, and he just done it very, very simple. And I actually would have given Dembele a one, even though he came on as a substitute. I give the guy a one. I thought he was brilliant when he came on.
And would you pick him ahead of Eriksen for the next game? Considering the fact that we're going to keep Sandro and Paulinho, you know, there's only one other space. Who would you go with?
Yeah. I would go with Eriksen, but more so because it's against Hull City. And you know, I know we can't take it for granted because of West. If you look at West Ham, but you know, we need a flair player in there. You know, we should be on the you know, on the front foot for this whole game against Hull, and, you know, we need to let them worry about us.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'd go Dembele, but, you know, I really don't mind. Dembele or Eriksen. I'd go Paulinho as the box-to-box midfielder. Sandro, absolute first name on the team sheet. You know, and I was told a couple of weeks ago that I don't know anything about football if I choose Sandro. So, you know, it's mad. Right, Sigurdsson.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, go on.
Aaron Lennon. Great move by AVB to bring him on whenever the crowd was up. And
well, who did you think? When Benteke came on, I thought, I know who's coming on next, Cabal. But he didn't, did he? Because if Cabal would have come on, that would have been it. Backs to the wall, tripping over each other at the back. But what he actually did was he brought Lennon on and said, no, we are not defending this. We're actually going to go for it. And Lambert obviously went, right, we better not commit too many people forward. So it was literally lumping into Benteke, who, by the way, did look blimmin' good, didn't he?
Yeah.
But fantastic, what an outlet. And Lennon was good, and that little challenge at the end was tremendous, wasn't it? When he helping out with his mate.
Yeah, definitely.
No, that was Jason McGovern's favourite moment of the match, I think.
It was actually mine as well. I loved it because I was raging whenever Townsend did get that foul on him, and there didn't seem to be too many players, you know, went in there to stand in. It was great to see him, and so we better, you know, we better fight. Say here, if you want to kick one for you, unless you know, we'll have a kick back at this. But no, I thought Lennon looked sharp. It was great to see him back in the squad, and you know, he just, when he's up for it, he gives us so much. And as you say, he made then Aston Villa the right back in their midfield couldn't go as much forward. And to try and get into Benteke, so great. Sorry, Sigurdsson missed out. I know he's in the starting 11.
Yeah, are you going to give him a... I mean, you can't really give him a one, can you? What are you going, half or zero?
I'm giving him a half, because, again, the guy done nothing wrong. I don't think, really, he's a left-sided player. But, you know, when he gets the ball, you know, a couple of times in the first half, you know, he got the ball, you know, he tried to make something happen down the left, and very rarely gives the ball away. And he's always sniffing around there possibly for a goal. So, you know, it wasn't a bad performance for him. From us, definitely a half.
I really like Sigurdsson, but I'm going to give him a zero here just because, you know, he's got the place because of the goals he scored. But, you know, I do like him, but I'm going to give him a zero. And I tell you what, when we play, you know, against Hull, how exciting would it be to have Townsend on one side, Lennon on the other? You know, this is like the new Baden then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Both wings. But amazing when you see the analysis of the game, Townsend never even came over to the left at any time in the game, seeing he's got a left foot. It's amazing. But maybe this is, you know, the making of Lennon, if he starts on the left, that maybe cutting in to have these shots on his right. You know, though maybe that is the making of Lennon, and maybe he can have a pop a little bit more. But Lennon on the left, or you know, Lennon and Townsend as your two wingers. Soldado up front, who by the way gets a one for me. Not just because of his goal, but I just think he's class. And you know, a little comparison here between that Wilshere goal and Giroud in that whole build up. I mean, they're calling this Wilshere goal like the best goal, you know, for years and blah blah blah. I thought Wilshere was fantastic in that goal, but it wasn't a brilliant team goal because Giroud miscontrolled one of the passes, to which Wilshere had to kind of hook it back. Whereas actually Soldado, you know, remember when he like lobbed the ball over to Paulinho, and he had a great shot. Guzan made a similar save to what he did with Townsend. It was a class touch, and that's what Soldado's got. He's just got class touches, and he's a joy to watch. He's like, you know, you pay to watch a class player, even if he doesn't score. But when he did score, I was like, oh, thank goodness for that. He needed that so badly, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a one for me as well, and you're right, you know, the first half, you know, the guy, Gary Neville was doing my head on a bit, you know, talking about, oh, he's not doing this and he should be making these kind of runs. When I looked at it, the guy had no support and, you know, there was nothing going through to him. But the second half, you're right, Steve, when the ball hits him, it's a bit like Berbatov, the ball dies at his feet. And, you know, a couple of class back heels when he was down in the corner, all, you know, like about it as well. But we always find his man there. And, you know, I just thought it was great. And as you say, we scored that goal. I leapt off my seat and I just bounced all around the living room. I was so delighted for him. But as you say, what a class finish, Steve. An absolutely class finish.
Hugo Lloris, one for me.
Yeah, one for me as well.
Not too much to say, really.
Yeah, done nothing wrong. What he had to do, he done really well. And he just, like we said every week, he just oozes confidence and just absolutely love the guy. It's brilliant.
Kyle Walker?
I'm giving Kyle Walker a one this week. I know the first half, but again, everybody wasn't fantastic in the first half, but I thought he looked strong. You know, he battled hard. He's still not overlapping times, and I think that's something definitely AVB has told him. You know, not, there was a couple of occasions where he could have, and you could see him actually stopping himself come past. But I thought he didn't do anything wrong, stayed the whole game, and he would get the ball, he kept it simple. He fed the ball through the times in. So, no, one of his best games in quite a while for us.
Well, he played well. I'm going to give him a half, though, because he gave the ball away still quite a bit. For example, I remember the first minute or two, we were going forward, we were looking good on an attack, and he just gave the ball away. And I just thought, yeah. I thought, here we go again. You know, you're under a little bit of scrutiny here, mate. Do yourself a favour, first 15, 20 minutes, don't give the ball away. You know, don't try anything clever, don't give the ball away. And he did after 2 minutes, so he's still frustrating me a little bit. And I don't want him to be. I want him to be the world-class, you know, right-back that he could potentially be. But I'm going to give him a half for that. Right, let's do the centre-backs, and then we'll move on to Vertonghen. What are you giving Kirakesh?
I thought he was brilliant for his first Premier League outing for us, Steve. Definitely getting the one. He oozed confidence. He was calm on the ball. Really, really liked the look of him. And I think he can be a great player for us. And I think he can play a lot of different positions. I think he could be a bit like a Vertonghen, you know, where he could slot in the right back, he could slot in the left back. And I was delighted with him. He looked strong. He was up for the fight, you know, because, you know, he was up against Benteke. Even that guy that was playing before Benteke came on, he was a big, you know, strong centre forward. And I thought he'd done great for his first game.
Well, me too. I mean, he looks like a great big Eastern European centre back, you know, just what you need, yeah. Like a Vidic sort of thing. Yeah. You know, and he looks big and strong and, you know, obviously hungry for it. He's come from a Champions League side to play for Spurs. Wonderful. Dawson, back to his best. I've given him a one.
Yeah, I've given him a one as well. I thought he looked strong. A couple of, you know, as usual, his famous diagonal balls out, you know, that always seemed to go out for a throw-in. But, no, look, he'd done nothing wrong. He battled hard. He was in there 100% from him. So, you know, a great game. One.
And what are you giving Vertonghen at left back?
I'm giving Vertonghen a one as well. Main reason for it, he didn't do anything outstanding, but, you know, again, he just oozes that class, Dave, and, you know, I just felt so much more comfortable with him in there at left back, you know, instead of, you know, don't like slagging Kyle Naughton off, because obviously he's right-footed, he's probably more of a right-back, but I thought Vertonghen done great. He was solid, he tackled well, distributed the ball all down the line, so, you know, a real good game from him.
Well, I'm going to give him a one as well, although his body language, particularly in the first half, leave a lot to be desired. And, you know, I put it like this. If you're working in a job and your boss says to you, listen, you know, we need a bit of help here, you know, you don't shrug your shoulders and go, oh, can't be, you know, do I have to do that? And that's the way his sort of body language was. Yeah, he oozes class, and he did do a couple of brilliant tackles. And he was brilliant at left back. He just is fantastic. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. A back four of the Tongan left back. This Kirakesh, who looks great. Kirakesh, get it right. Dawson and Kabul. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a defender playing against those four. You know, four quality players by the looks of it, who are solid and what have you. Now that, you know, bring Cabal into the middle, and you know, if Walker can stop giving the ball away so much, but. I just think that Vertonghen, if Danny Rose is up for it and playing great at left back, obviously Vertonghen's playing in the middle, before everybody goes crazy with me. But, he's class for it wherever he plays. I absolutely love Vertonghen, and, just his body language, particularly in that first sort of 15, 20 minutes, was like, oh, I don't even want to be here. And but he was fantastic, and class player. Right, mate. I don't think we've got a poem this week. So have you got fantasy football?
No, I have got a poem.
Have you?
Yes. Unfortunately, Davey's email account has been hacked into, so he has sent me the email by message for me to read out. The poem. So. I'm going to try and do the Spurs poet some justice here by reading out his poem for him. Okay. Lucky enough, we've both got the same sort of accent.
You have. You just need to have a couple more fags to get that huskiness going in.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
By the way, for our American listeners, that's cigarettes, by the way.
It's true. Okay, here we go.
We got loads of American listeners, haven't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Because other podcasts say we've got loads of American listeners, but... I hope you listen to this one more.
Yeah, well, we've got loads, definitely.
We actually go to games. Right, go on.
This is the Spurs poet. A win is a win, no matter what. It may not have been pretty, but the points we got. Delighted for Soldado, a goal from open play. More praise for Andros, who grows with stature every day. Sandro back and forcing and looking the part. Big mention for Vlad on his first Premiership start. Not much to regret from Villa, and I thank them for that. Lee from the Midlands with points in the hat. It still hasn't clicked yet, and players need time, but I have no worries that we will be fine. Pick this one, pick that one. It's the boss who decides. May take a bit longer for the changing of tides. In Europe, we continue, and in the League Cup, we face Hull. One thing at Tottenham, life never is dull. More teams we battle and fight the bit out. Legends night in Northern Ireland, I sneaked in that shout-out. Another run going is the aim of the game. Back to making a fortress down White Hart Lane. Let's push on a bit further, let the challenge begin. Next league game, like every other, is a case of must win. Come on, you Spurs. Brilliant point, Davey, as usual.
Yeah, fantastic. Well done. Fantasy football, what we got there?
Okay, fantasy football, getting a lot easier. Not too many people have got some players, and it was really easy this week because Ozil scored two and Ramsey scored, so I was just able to scroll down and see who had a load of points and just get rid of them. So there was about another nine people this week had to leave the Hotspurs podcast, so I think we're down to all prop Spurs fans now.
Okay,
so in first place now, I think I'm going to have a word with Anthony about this. He keeps changing his name at the top of this leaderboard, and I think he just likes these funny shout-outs. So I will give him a shout-out. In first place is still George Ferraro and his dad's broadband. So that's the name. So yeah. Obviously George is using Anthony's broadband, so he's still trying to take a bit of credit. Then we have Adam Barrett, our very own Dan Jones, jumped up in the third.
Yeah.
Koro Petkov, Stephen Taylor, Chrissy Rich, Alex Scott, Robert Palmer, Ez George, and Remy Simonson. So that's the top 10. Steve, you're in 124th place. Now, you've actually went up a few places, so but still down the hundreds there, mate. Very, very poor.
Okay.
I have jumped up again another 20 odd places. I'm up to 76th. So I'm coming, I'm moving, so not too far off, guys. Most points this week with 81 points, brilliant score, and also had scum players, was Kevin Snure, hopefully it's your surname right there, Kevin, so well done. And just at the bottom of the league is Mason Joseph, Angus Doodle, Gary Bexley, there's a name from Twitter and from Facebook. Yeah, so Gary's in the bottom three, Lee Berry and Kevin Aspinall. So great fun, guys, and keep it up there.
Good stuff. The quality of the connection tonight isn't great. It isn't always like this, but stick with us because we'll just touch on a couple more things. Carl, is there anything?
Just a couple of wee quick shout-outs. The first shout-out I want to give is just another mention. It's one of our last chances is the Legends Night in Northern Ireland with Graham Roberts and Mickey Hassler coming over. And it's on Friday, the 1st of November. And it's in a hotel. It's about 15 miles outside of Belfast, near a place called Ballymena. So, look, if there's anybody, you know, listening to the show, obviously probably from Northern Ireland, that are interested in a ticket, there's still some tickets available, is to contact ourselves either on Twitter or Facebook, or to contact the Spurs poet on his Facebook page or on Twitter, and let us know, because we really need to get that sorted out, you know, ASAP if you want a ticket. It's going to be a brilliant night, and I think there's over 200 people going to it already, so really looking forward to that. And obviously the Hot Spurs podcast is one of the sponsors. Steve Davey has got posters done, and our logo is up on them, and we'll be up on the stage tonight. And if anybody wants to have a chat with me, I shall be there, and you can come over and have a chat with us. One final shout out is a guy, he's on Facebook as well, called Clocks R Us.
Yeah.
And what I just want to do is give this guy a shout out. He's also coming up to the Legends Night, and you know, he designs clocks, you know, he carves them, you know, handmade carves, you know, out of wood, makes Spurs clocks. And, you know, just go on this, on the Facebook, and search for Clocks R, that's just the letter Us, and check out this guy's work. Really, really good. So I promise this guy will give him a good shout out.
Excellent. Any more? Anything else you want to say?
No, that's me, man.
Just a couple of things I've written down here. You know, obviously we do a podcast, so if you listen to podcasts, there is an excellent interview with Harry Redknapp on Robert Elms's podcast for BBC London, where he talks. He's this thing they call a listed Londoner, where he goes around talking about his favourite landmarks of London. And you know, me and you, Carl, are a good fan. We are fans of Harry Redknapp. We appreciate what he did for our club, and we'd like to have a beer with him, right, Carl?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, if you have any doubt about this guy, just listen to this podcast, because I could listen to him all day, personally. And, you know, people who say, oh, Harry this, Harry that, you know, in my opinion, I would absolutely love to sit down, have a meal with him, have a chat with him about his history, you know, playing football. And he just loves football. And I really, really don't understand. And so many Spurs fans have a go at him, and I really don't get it. It is bizarre. And all I want to do, if I ever met him, I'd like to say thank you. You know, getting us where we were. You know, one of the first things he ever did was looked at our side and said, right, you need someone to get stuck in here at Tottenham. And we've been saying it for years. We kind of had it with Sakura and people like that. But he went out and bought Wilson Palacios, first thing he ever did. And Wilson Palacios was absolutely brilliant. You know, after what was it, about a year or something, unfortunately something happened with his brother, and he lost all his confidence and the way he played. But you know, it was like that simple, and it was absolutely fantastic what he did for our club. Cole, you still there?
Yes.
So yeah, it was good to listen to. I wanted to mention that.
What's the name of the podcast again, Steve?
It was Robert Elms.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's interviewed on there. You know, he's just a football man. I love people who are football men, and people who say, you know, they can't stand him and this. I don't understand it. You know, I switch on Sky Sports News, and there's nothing about Spurs. Whereas a couple of years ago, there was always something about Spurs. Because Harry Redknapp was always on it, and that's the way I like it. I like to see Spurs always on the telly. You know, there's a funny thing, oh yeah, he always leans out his car window. Brilliant. I love watching that. You know, there were nothing better than turning on Sky Sports News and something about Spurs on. Now you have to wait living ages.
We need to remember as well, as fans, you know, we probably had two of the best seasons we'll ever remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and if you think of, we chat about, you know, the 80s and the 90s and, you know, the early 2000s there, you know, the kind of players we had and the league possessions that we had, you know, you look at those couple of years in the Champions League with them.
Yeah.
And some of the most exciting, best football we've ever seen. So, that was very good.
And he got it rolling in the end because he thought he was going to get the England job.
Yeah. Yeah.
People saying he was never considered. Of course he was considered.
Of course he was considered.
They spoke about him. They thought, what do you think? Blah, 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 blah. And then they said, you know, we're going to go with Roy Hodgson and, you know, we've got to Brazil. Are we going to do anything in Brazil? Well, we'll see. Townsend, if Townsend goes. Well, we'll see. Other than that, not much more to talk about.
How did Arsenal do tonight? Do you know?
They lost to Dortmund.
Oh, did they?
The first big test.
Yeah.
They failed.
Yeah.
By the way, just have another look at that Wilshere goal, the best goal ever scored. Look at how many Norwich players throw themselves in front of the Arsenal players. You know, yeah. or pull their shirts, or actually try and defend that goal. None, zero. Yeah. That's another thing to mention. StubHub, you sold any tickets on StubHub lately?
Unfortunately not.
Bought any tickets on StubHub lately?
Unfortunately not.
I'll tell you what though, if I want to sell a ticket, and last few years, you sell a ticket, you don't get your full money back. If you sell it on StubHub, you can get your money back. Lovely. Right, anyway, that's enough about that. That is the only mention of StubHub we will ever do. Right. Okay, mate, anything more to say?
No, I think, you know...
Flares, smoke bombs?
I don't really want to get into it. You know, I think a lot's been made out of it. I haven't heard much of the news tonight, but, you know, personally, like, it's something, you know, but obviously, don't want to see happening, you know, about the linesman getting hit. Fair play to the linesman. There would have been a lot of linesmen, referees that would have died and fell on the ground and maybe rolled about. But, you know, fair play to him. I think it was one of those things that shouldn't have been thrown towards the pitch. I guarantee you the guy that really didn't go, I'm going to throw this to hit the linesman. You know, that would be my thoughts on it. But, you know, we don't need it. Yes, you want to see better atmosphere at the ground. Did you see the Dortmund fans tonight, Steve?
Yeah.
I sat and watched that game and they were amazing. And I just went, how do they do it? I looked at them in the corner and I just went, I'd love to go to a game and be in that away end or even in their home end with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's fantastic looking. And wouldn't it be great, you know, if you could get something like that, you know, with Spurs. You know, you imagine going to all these away grounds, to Lurenda, and the guys have got their tops off and they sing for 90 minutes and, you know, they've got loads of different songs to sing. I just thought it was fantastic. But
well, we've said about the songs. We haven't got good enough songs.
But don't, and you know, we need, like,
can we stop singing, we'll sing what we want now? Okay, I think people have got the message. So let's just sing what we want rather than singing, we'll sing what we want.
Yeah,
that's boring.
I think again that comes
Don't mention StubHub anymore. We know it's rubbish. Don't sing. We'll sing what we want. We know we'll sing what we want. Let's just move on. It's getting boring.
I think that comes down, Steve, to one of the other sides where we don't have enough songs. It's because, you know, because we don't, guys have jumped onto this, we'll sing what we want. You know, and that's why it's being sang. But, you know, I always mention it when I went to Old Trafford last year, the amount of songs Man United fans have.
Yeah.
You know, it's all, like, every player has a song, and it's fantastic. And, you know, there's the Christian Eriksen song, if you heard it.
Yeah.
You know, there was a great thing on Facebook and YouTube about it. It is fantastic. And why we are not singing that every home game. You know, it is a brilliant, brilliant song. And, you know, we just have to get more songs. But, honestly, if I lived in England, Steve, and I had a season ticket, I would be going to that Ben Hur with a microphone. And I'll be getting these songs like what they do at Old Trafford and getting them out there. So, look, if anybody's listening and goes to every game, get out there with a big microphone and let's get the songs going and get the atmosphere up.
Right, one more thing then. You coming from Northern Ireland, shouldn't only people who live around Tottenham be allowed to go to Tottenham?
No.
Thank you. We won't discuss that any further. All right, mate. Lovely jubbly. I shall speak to you next week. Prediction for Sheriff away? Who cares?
No, we'll have to occur in a way, Steve, you know, but I think we'll win. I think we'll win a couple of those in there.
And then Hull.
Are we doing predictions?
If you want.
I think we'll beat Hull 4-0.
I'll be happy with just a win.
Yeah, Soldado hat-trick.
And then Carling Cup, bothered about that?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. That for me, out of the three, is the big one. Because we win that, we're in the quarterfinals, and then, I want to go to Wembley this year. That is what I want to do this year. Number one thing for me, Carling Cup, whatever it is. I absolutely love going to Wembley. And,
two massive games against Hull. You know? Two massive games.
That's the one. Brilliant. Looking forward to it all. Alright, mate.
Okay, Nick, come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, come on, you Spurs.